This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. Akron's history as the rubber capital of the world has been celebrated in books and a documentary. Now the city has a plan to recognize the thousands of workers who made that happen. It started with a suggestion from a man who began his career at B.F. Goodrich in the late 1970s.
There's still a rubber pulse in Akron. It's still beating.
Joel Nielsen of Broadview Heights first felt that pulse when he started his career as a 20-something tire development engineer. He recalls interacting with the workers.
And we mixed all the race tire rubber in one place in the bowels of B.F. Goodrich. And it was really dirty and awful. But these guys, you know, they were good jobs.
Nielsen remembered those workers when he saw the photo on the cover of the 1999 book Wheels of Fortune about the city's rubber history. It's a picture of a rubber worker preparing a finished tire for shipping. It got him thinking.
And why doesn't Akron have some kind of physical memorial to the tire industry, which really put Akron on the map?
He suggested that photo would make a great statue. 3 years later, the idea is happening. Sculptor Alan Cottrell of Zanesville will create in bronze a 12-foot image based on the photo.
It was kind of an aha moment for a lot of people as we were talking about it. It was very satisfying to be able to put that right there.
Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan says the piece is the perfect focal point for the new roundabout being constructed at Main and Mill Streets downtown.
You know, this is when we made a lot of things in this town, you know, hundreds of thousands of tires a day, and, you know, with their hands and with their brains and invented things and were entrepreneurs and took great ideas, and it's a good tribute to their legacy of what they gave to us.
The statue will be mounted on a two-tiered base. The bottom tier will be in the shape of Summit County. The statue will rest on the shape of the city of Akron. Several local businesses are helping to pay for the piece, and the city will sell commemorative bricks.
You don't run from your history, you embrace it and try to build upon it.
Horrigan says stories are being collected to include in an interactive element at the site, and plans call for a ribbon cutting next summer.
Everybody wants to see it right away, and so we've created that, I think, a lot of anticipation and I think excitement around this, you know, permanent fixture to Akron's history.
Joel Nielsen is excited. He still works in the rubber industry, and though it's different now, he's pleased to see Akron recognize the past.
So I just cannot wait to see it. I'll be there when they unveil it. There's no doubt about it. I will be there.
I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.